like this rocket. The Bombers and the Elks are underway, and a short kickoff bounces around and is picked up by Cole at around the 30-yard line, and he'll get up to about the 33-yard line, and that's where the Bombers' offense is going to go to work, and they're going to start with Zach Kolaris at quarterback, currently the gold standard for quarterbacks in the Canadian Football League. Gavin Cobb, the holder today, faithful, steps into it, and it's through. 3-0. The Elks score first on their first drive and take the lead over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So a drive that stalled at the end, but they moved it downfield quickly, Dave, and are able to get the points. Zach Kolaris still in at quarterback. He'll pull the ball away from the running back. Throws. He's got a man open down the field, and that is complete. A big bomb to the 20, to the 10, and then it's into the end zone. Looks familiar, doesn't it? Kenny Lawler with the touchdown. Yeah. Pigram's back into the game now at quarterback, and he will dive over the pile, and I don't see a signal, but I'm pretty sure there's the signal. It's in for a touchdown, and the Bombers get their second TD of the game. This one coming from Tyrell Pigram. But right now, we're going to watch Dean Faithful attempt the field goal from the 31-yard line. He's 1-for-2 today. He's hit from 36 and missed from 44. This one from 31. Ball is down. Kick is up. And he's hit this one. Elks inch a little bit closer. 14-7 the score. They trail the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. A minute 15 to go. Chandler Statton will kick this one from just inside the 35. It is up and it is through. Ford in the shotgun. Brooks is to his left. Ball is going to be kept by Ford. He leaps through the air, hits the goal line. Will they give him the touchdown?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
There it is. Finally.
Finally. Seems kind of anticlimactic, but and they're up, Edmonton. Touchdown Elks. Through the middle, and it's good. And the Elks have got their first touchdown of the game. And they inch a little bit closer. First play of the fourth quarter to tie the game. Ball is down. Kick is up. We're even, Steven. He's going to keep the ball now. They also say he's an athlete. Look at him go. He gets across the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Winnipeg. First and goal from the 9. Loxley throws and into the end zone. Touchdown, Elks. The Elks battled back but lose 25-23 in this football game to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who win their first preseason game of the year. 25-23, the final score. Bombers over the Elks.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.